Hello again, this is the old Good Morning Man, Kermit Edney, with program 79 of a 260-part series dealing with the happenings and the people who made things happen over the past 50 years. Same format, we're just taking up where the great Frank L. Fitzsimmons left off. Now, we're a day late because it was on May 1st, 112 years ago, a business opened in Hendersonville that would provide a priceless legacy to the history of this community, and we'll have more after this. The early history of the Baker-Barber family has certainly been well documented down through the years in books and special editions of local publications. In fact, I have before me a copy of the Times News dated this day, May 2nd, 1959. Now, what makes this particular story interesting reading is the following quote. Now, this is May 2nd, 1959, and we quote, "He opened his photographic studio on the second floor of Shepherd's Store, now Drake's Store, at the corner of Main Street and First Avenue, then the center of town." I thought this was particularly interesting because when the brothers three were, with their dad, celebrating their 75th anniversary, Skin Drake's Store was still in operation in 1959. In fact, this newspaper feature had pictures of Baker's London Art Gallery, pictures of the buildings 4th at Main, that was the second home of Barber Studio, and finally pictures of the buildings which used to stand at the corner of Main and 6th Avenue, but now gone and what's occupied now by First Citizens Bank. Over the last year, there have been Edneys who came here from San Diego, from Long Island, New York. More recently, a young man by the name of Marshall Stiles from Duncan, South Carolina. All of them interested in genealogy. And then you can reach the fanatical stage. That's when you're spending nights and weekends digging through old faded records. You're spending big bucks every week for Xerox copies of data you've uncovered. You're willing to drive any distance in search of one new clue to fill in the jigsaw puzzle. Marshall Stiles has a brother with the Department of Transportation in this area, who I knew when I was a member of the board. Marshall's family descends from the Asa Edney line, and he spent weeks in Raleigh at the North Carolina Historical and Genealogical section of the State Library, and he spent more than $300 just for copies of material in a lawsuit involving Ambrose Edney, and that was a brother of Calvin, his great-great-grandfather, in the settlement of the William Mills estate. I spent a couple of Saturdays with Marshall and loaned to him a variety of documents, including pages from the Asa Quincy Edney family Bible, an original letter from John Calhoun Edney to his brother, Asa Quincy, my great-grandfather, even a picture of Ambrose. Now we come to the important point. Marshall Stiles wrote to me, "Thank you for the photograph of Ambrose Jones Edney." Quoting again, "comparing his photo to Jane Edney Tow, daughter of Calvin J. Edney, brother of Ambrose," that's his relative, "there is, quote, a remarkable resemblance. Ambrose and Jane could pass in photos as being twin brother and sister. That photo, along with the description given of him in his Confederate discharge papers, helped me now to picture in my mind just what Calvin Edney looked like. He looked like Ambrose." More than 100 years later, families are still studying with great intentment those old photographs made back in 1884 by Uncle Baker. One has to wonder today, how would Uncle Baker react to the mind-boggling innovative changes that have come to the field of photography, where he renovated the old M.M. Shepherd building to include a skylight to provide adequate light for his work, the building he constructed at the corner of 4th and Main with a skylight, which was later made useless by somebody building a taller building next door, and his final building at the corner of 6th and Main, which had that huge window bay facing the street for adequate lighting. How would Uncle Baker view all the gimmicks in today's photography, the red eye illuminator, the myriads of settings for snapshots, panorama, still pics, timers to take your own picture? Jody has some pictures his Uncle Baker made depicting ghosts and other special effects photography. Maybe with Uncle Baker's innovative genius, he might have brought Hollywood here, or set up an Eastern America special effects unit for Hollywood spectaculars. What A.F. Baker of Tunbridge Wells, England, did for us beginning May 1st, 1884, was establish an heirloom of photographs, action pictures, historical scenes, and panoramas. It is still A.F. Baker's picture of Chimney Rock, made more than 100 years ago, that's still used in all promotional material today. Another memory of this seventh child of a seventh child who was lucky enough to have been born here in the good sense never to leave with a job he's loved all of his life. Sursum Corda over the next 50 years.